There's much to consider when committing to having an aquarium full of fish, including just how well those fish will get along. Do not underestimate the importance of tank mate compatibility. It's crucial to a healthy and successful aquarium. Put too many aggressive fish together, and the next thing you know, fish. It's on the menu. But Jesper from Premium Pet Supply in Bloomington says the right approach will get you a tranquil aquarium. You've got to learn about the personality and needs of the fish you're interested in. Case in point is one particular fish at Premium Pet Supply. As you approach the aqua cave at the back of the store, there's a huge tank. Huge because it's accommodating a single huge fish. His name is Gilbert, and he's a giant gourami. Jesper says this big fella hails from Asia, and there's a very good reason he's by himself in this tank.
He's about 19 inches long, 13 inches tall, about 4 inches wide.
That's quite a pucker on him.
He's about 3.5 years old. He's vegetarian. He eats carrots, peaches, peas.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, and he's in there all by himself.
He's fairly territorial, so he will bully and push other fish around. So we would have to find something similar size to be able to house with him. And that's why he's by himself. But he's a very interactive fish.
Oh, he is. Oh, hi there. Tap, tap, tap. Hello. Oh, you want to bite my finger. I know you do. So, Jesper, how do we begin choosing fish that live well together?
Once you have your aquarium size picked out and set up, you want to pick fish that's going to be hardy to begin with, and you're going to want to pick fish that's going to be appropriately sized for your aquarium. That's when talking to the staff at an aquarium store is greatly going to be beneficial to you, because they are going to be able to recommend what's good size, what has a good temperament, and will mix well together.
So if I came in here and said, you know, I want to start a tank, and I want to go with a saltwater tank, where do I start with some friendly fish?
Well, in saltwater, there's actually not really such a thing as a friendly fish. Nemo might look cute and harmless, but he's actually a very territorial fish.
Well, what will he do?
He'll nip at you, even at your hand, if you put him in the aquarium. But if you put another fish that infringes on his territory, he'll chase him off, which will result in torn fins and bodily damage.
Well, are there fish that will respect Nemo's space?
What you're typically trying to do is mix fish of different species. So if you have a pair of clownfish, and then you want to mix that with a type of a goby, which is a long, slender fish that lives inside rock crevices, he'll probably stay away from the clownfish. And then you can go into some of the more open water cruisers that will cruise the reef looking for algae, so they'll swim around the aquarium looking for food on a daily basis. That way they don't spend too much time in the clownfish territory.
So it sounds like it might be difficult in order to pair fish up if you're going tropical.
If you go with saltwater, it definitely becomes very tricky. There's a lot of different fish out there, and they all live in very different environments, and when we try to combine them all into a small space, such an aquarium, you have to make compromises.
Online, you can find fish compatibility charts. How reliable are those?
It kind of depends. Some charts are made based on an experienced aquarist experiences, what he has done and what has mixed well for him. But sometimes fish's temperament will also play a role. You could get a fish from a species that would normally mix with another one that just happens to be extremely aggressive. It'll kind of ruin your balance.
So let's talk freshwater. Is it easier to get fish to get along in a freshwater tank?
Absolutely. A lot of the fish that you see in freshwater are brought into the store because they do mix well with others. So you can have a large array of colorful, easy, hardy fish, which is, you know, easy to maintain and nice to look at.
Well, I noticed a number of these tanks don't contain just the same fish. Will you ever put, say, a molly with a goldfish, with a guppy, with this guy that looks like a shark?
Typically not, because the goldfish gets fairly large. They like cold water, and they produce quite a bit of mass. They're a wasteful fish. The molly and the guppy are both live bearers, so you could keep those in the same aquarium. They'll stay size-wise comparable to each other. Then one doesn't get too large. But then the shark, although it's an algae eater, it tends to become very territorial as they get larger and becomes more aggressive.
So you could have a certain situation when they're smaller, but then as they get bigger, you might have to think about separating them?
Correct. When you have small fish and you match them up together, it's going to be different once they all hit their adult sizes.
If somebody came in here and we're going to be setting up a tank, what's a good four fish to start with?
Well, the Zebra Daniel has always been a good fish to start off with because it's a cheap and hardy fish. Otherwise, if you're disciplined and don't get too many fish too fast, you could start with something like a guppy, a molly, or a platy because they're colorful, they're hardy, and they'll get your aquarium going for you. The long run, what you want to plan for is to have different levels of fish. You typically want something that swims around the bottom. You want a fish that occupies the middle layer. There would be nice if you have another fish that's swimming above everything else because it makes the tank full of life and a little bit more interesting.
When you have a fish that's a breeder, do you have to worry about some of the other fish that will eat its young? Is that something that's going to naturally happen if you mix fish together?
When you have live bears that will have live babies, such as guppies, mollies, platies, and swordtails, they would generally just keep having babies after babies after babies. So they'll just keep spitting them out, and some of the babies will get eaten. So if you want to try and raise as many as possible, you typically want to start separating fish out, provide more hiding room, but that in the long run can also lead to an overcrowded aquarium. Most people will just kind of let nature take its course and
look the other way.
Now there's other fish that will, when they spawn, they'll lay clutches of eggs and they'll hatch in large groups. Now fish like that, when they're spawning, tend to become aggressive and territorial, so they'll start driving other fish away from the egg and in extreme cases take over the entire aquarium. And in that case you typically want to move everything else out before they get badgered to death. When it comes to compatibility or trying to mix fish together, there's always the golden rule of big fish eats little fish. So if you're trying to pair a 10-inch Oscar with guppies, it's not going to end well. But overall, I think you should try and strive to get fish that makes you happy and what you like to take care of. But I also encourage most people to try and keep different kinds of fish. So if you keep, tetras for a couple of years, bring them back to the store. A lot of stores will be happy to take them. Just call ahead. And they could suggest different fish to try. You could maybe try something more challenging, something that gets a little bit larger, something that has different behaviors. Just try something new and try something different.
That's Jesper, manager of Premium Pet Supply in Bloomington. His number one tip for keeping a happy environment in the aquarium after making proper fish selections is frequent water changes. It helps keep the fish healthy and reduces stress levels. If you're looking to add to your family this holiday season, you couldn't do any better than the Animal House Pet of the Week. It's Lainey. This 5-year-old kitty sports a coat that's both tabby and tortoiseshell, but she's more than just stylish. Lainey is a mommy at heart. Her maternal instincts are strong. So when you adopt her, she'll adopt you as her very own. Lainey is calm and sweet-natured and will be happy to listen to your troubles as you rub her ears. You can find Lainey at the Humane Society of Central Illinois. I'm Laura Kennedy.